Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October the 9th, 2018. I'm your host, Tunamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the ongoing enrollment into the Mandela Washington Fellowship, which ends tomorrow. If you have not yet tried your luck, please stand by. This might be your last minute chance. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live in the studio at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You should know, of course, by now that we are also streaming live on our three websites, voaindebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. The application process for the 2019 Mandela Washington Fellowship comes to a close tomorrow, with many young Zimbabweans hoping to make it into the highly regarded program. The enrollment started on September 12. Many have since submitted their applications, we assume. But if you have not, you still have tomorrow to do so. The adjudication process for the applicants begins in December through February, and in March, notifications will be sent out to successful candidates before they head to Washington around August. We will also be featuring the graduates who have gone through this fellowship already tonight on this program. So if you have submitted your application, you better pay attention and listen to people who've been there already and know what to expect. Iyo indaba esikhuluma ngayo namhlanje utaba lokudinga ukungena kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Uhlelo olwasungulwa ngosanda phuma esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika, umongameli Barack Obama, ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa abasakhulayo abavela ezwekazi leAfrika, ikakhulu kundaba zobukhokheli, kungaba kwezombusazwe, kungaba kwe-civic society, kumbe kungaba kwezamabhizimusi. Uhlelo lokubhalisa kulolu hlelo kulabo abafuna ukungena kilo luvalwa kusasa, luqale ngenyanga edlule. Mhlawumbe lawe unguntanga ufuna ukungena kulolu hlelo, mhlawumbe awukwazi ukuthi unga-apply njani, awuka-apply. I-deadline kusasa, kodwa lisakhona phela elakusasa ilanga. Uyakwanisa ukungena ku-internet uthi fill out i-application yakho. Ngizalitshela ukubana i-website yakhona ikheli ithini. Ungangena ke khonapho u-apply, usubmit i-application yakho before the end of tomorrow. Yikho ukuthi ube lethuba lokungena kulolu hlelo lawe ukhona ukuze e-America. Uzefunda ngendaba zobukhokheli, bakulolonge lawe njengosakhulayo, ubekwazi ukuthi ungafakwa esikhundleni sobukhokheli kumbe ungazidingela wena uzifake esikhundleni sobukhokheli. Kumele uqhubekele phambili kanjani. Ndiyonyaya iyatire kukurukura nezwayo veduwe nezwara nasi pa chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chebe chidigi, chirongwa The Connection. nyaya yeku nyoresa kwe vechidiki vanoda kupinda muchirongwa chakakosha zvikuru chirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship icho chinova chirongwa chakaparurwa nevaimbova mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama nechinangwa chekusimudzira vechidiki vemuAfrica munyaya dzeutungamiri. Chirongwa ichi chekutsvaga kupinda muchirongwa ichi chiri kuvharwa mangwana, saka zvatichaita nhasi vangada kupinda muchirongwa ichi kusubmita maapplications tichange tichimutaurira kuti munoienda papi chaipo chaipo muda nemutande paintaneti uyezve tichange tichikurukura nevamwe vakambopfuurawo muchirongwa ichi vakasiyana siyana muchange muchinzwawo maexperiences avo kuti chirongwa ichi chakavabatsira sei muupenyu hwavo. And on that note, let me dive in. I have my first guest, that's Godfrey Kurawone. He was here, I think, in 2017. If not 16, I'm mixing up my timelines there. But nevertheless, good evening, Mr. Kurawone.
Hi, Tungani, how are you?
I'm doing great. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Thank you for joining us. By the way, Mr. Kurawone is also an MDC councillor for Masvingo. Mr. Kurawone, there are many young people like yourself who are now waiting. They have submitted their applications and they are now waiting to hear from the authorities whether they have made it or not. I know you went through the same process at some point. How does it feel like, you know, at this juncture, waiting to see whether your application was successful or not?
No, there's nothing which is very painful more than waiting for something. No, it's really very painful because as a human being, you always expect good things to come your way, but it's not always that you find good things coming your way. So really, waiting for something that you don't know the outcome, it's really really not a good thing for any human being. But however, I encourage those who applied and those who want to apply to be very patient, because the process is very, very long, and there's a lot of things to do during this process. So I would encourage those members who have applied and those who apply tomorrow to be very patient with the process. And also, let's be just optimistic that the result will come positively.
Can you explain to prospective fellows what this program is all about, really?
Okay. The program is a Young African Leaders Initiative. And as the name entails, it's all about leadership training. They will be training the promising young leaders of Africa, about 1,000 of them from Africa. And in 2017, they were about 50 Zimbabweans, but after this year, there will be only 42 Zimbabweans who go through the training of leadership training process in America and in different universities in America, about 40 universities. So those 42 Zimbabweans will be attached to about 42 different universities in America, and they will be taught about mostly about leadership, what it means to be a leader, and what are you expected of doing as a leader, and also how you should relate to those whom you lead. So mostly that's what they'll be trained about.
Aha, saka imimi va kurawone semunhu akapfurawo muchirongwa ichakambopindawo muchirongwa ichi. Mungati chakamubatsira sei munyaya dzeutungamira?
Chiro chakandibatsira zvakanyanya why, because when I went there, I learned a lot of things. Firstly, I learned how the Americans relate to their citizens. And what goes to you, that I learned during the process. And also I learned that the Americans, they value in respect their institutions than respecting my individuals. And in other words, I can say that they believe that we don't necessarily need only strong men, but we also need strong institutions. So the anxiety, respecting my institutions will take us a long way than respecting my individuals. And also, I was fortunate enough because the guy that was by the city of Charlottesville was a candle and very powerful. And I learned a lot. I learned how their city candles operate. I learned how they value transparency in their operations. I learned how they value accountability in their operations. So that Mchibimbu, those who are never did that. You find that my residents, they were allowed to air their views in council meetings. The residents also were allowed to see the kind of proceedings in the comfort of their homes. So those are the 8 things that I learned when I went to America.
Yale Mandela Washington Fellowship Alumni 2017, Godfrey Kurawone, please do stay on the line as I welcome my second guest, that's Nosipho Bebe. She was here in 2016. Nosipho, good evening and welcome.
Ntungamile, good evening, Baba. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We appreciate you being here. How are things in Victoria Falls?
Things are looking up, my man. I must tell you, things are really looking great as far as tourism is concerned, because we have been receiving quite a very, very good number of tourist clients, especially this year. Our numbers have literally doubled, and it's really looking up. So, hey, kudos to us, hey?
Indeed. That's pretty encouraging. So, Nosipho, let's dive in. You were here in 2016, and
yes.
Right now there are probably thousands of young Zimbabweans who are waiting to hear whether they have made it or not into this program. And they will only be able to know in March next year. Wena njengomuntu oseke wadlula kulolu hlelo, ungathi kuyini kahle kahle wakufundayo ongakukhuthaza abasakhulayo abangaka apply njengoba kuvala nje kusasa ukuthi hayi wena ungagijima u-apply kusasa isikhathi singakatshaye sokuvala. Ungangena uhambe America uzathola lokhu lalokhu lalokho okuzawuphathisa empilweni yakho.
Thank you very much, Tunga. That's a lovely question, although I think the question is in many parts. But I will start with the first part where you talk about those who are going to be waiting to hear from the Mandela Fellowship and will only be hearing from them in March. To those guys, I say good luck. I know nerves will be killing you for the next couple of months, but you know what? The best advice I can give you right now is ukaphansi ngedolo. That is the only advice I can give you right now. If you've already sent in your application, prayer is the only answer. Now, to those who haven't sent in their applications and are looking to do so, even tomorrow, it's never too late for greatness, my friends. If you feel that, oh, maybe the deadline is almost up and I want to give up, do not make the mistake of giving up. Greatness is never measured. It's never too late for greatness. You can send in your application tomorrow and just go out there and shine. Now, to young people who are out there who haven't really ever applied for the fellowship, or, you know, who who are basically want to know about it and want to know how they can go about something like that. I will say to them, guys, everybody has a purpose in life. My best advice to you is find what you are good at. Find what you excel at, because everybody was born with greatness in them. Find your strength. Find what you're great at. Tap into that and tap into it as hard as you can. Even if doors can close and say no more, keep tapping into it and thrive until you achieve your dreams, especially in that area that you are good at.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Nosipho. And please do stay on the line as I read this from a U.S. embassy statement. They are saying that submit your application online only. Online only, bacho ukuthi ifaka iapplication yakho ku internet kuphela. The application can only be submitted online, so be sure to use a reliable internet connection. You will receive an email confirmation. Submit your application by October 10, which is tomorrow. And here is the URL. That's yali.state.gov/apply. I'll go over that again. This is where you can go online to apply. yali.state.gov/apply. Abafuna ugu apply aguhlelo le Mandela Washington Fellowship. You can only do this online. Ngena ebulenjini be internet. Uya ku Kelly at yali.state.gov/apply. Ngizayiphina njalo leyo Kelly. yali.state.gov/apply. Kulapho ke ozathola imininingwana yonke le application form. Ufake ama details akho ke khonapho uthi submit by tomorrow, October 10. Basati ba apply ba ngakoda kupina mushirongo waichi pindai mudane mtandere internet uyezwe application URL yacho iri application form yacho inowanikwa pa yali.state.gov/apply. yali.state.gov/apply. Ndipo pa mchawana application form ipapo pa internet ndokuti munge mchi isa mchinyora ma details enyu uyezwe kusubmita ma application acho mangwana Nosipho stay on the line ndimbodzoka kuna va Godfrey mkoma Godfrey muri kanzura veku masvingo ikoko mungati pane zvakawanda here zvamakadzidza zviri kumubatsira pa basa renyu reukanzira mazuva
ese. Like I said before, there is maximum citizen participation in terms of decision making. Citizens do participate in the decisions, in making decisions, just take the day to day life. And the Rainbow of City Council before, and I saw citizens participating during council sessions. So the people there used how they wanted. The one guy seems to be right like. So I learned that you should do that in Zimbabwe. But in Zimbabwe, you find that only the top brass of politicians and maybe the top brass of those who are within the offices of management, they make decisions on behalf of the citizens. But unlike in America, the citizens, they make their own decisions. So that's one of the things that I learned in America. And secondly, I learned that it's not always where people they thrive on volunteering. People volunteer to do that with the Simukiri. But Kajiji, and during the late hours of our volunteer and Zimbabwe, the Simokiri. So it's one of the things that I learned, because people there, they are, one worry, Rabanika Yavo, but just for the love of the country, they can do mama baka no waza, ama no goza, ama no chikoro, but just for the benefit of their country, ano zita. So those are some of the things that are these in America.
I know while you were here, you met many other young people from various parts of Africa, 1,000 or so. That's a diverse pool. Did you learn anything from that culture of diversity?
Yeah, actually, I also learned to say, you don't judge a person because of his background. You cannot judge a person because of his race. But that person, on a judge, he can assist you with a lot of things that you don't expect to benefit from him. I also learned that they respect diversity, whether you are from South Africa, you are from Nigeria, or anywhere in this world, they respect diversity. There's a spirit of tolerance, the spirit of Gamshirana. So one. But that spirit, I discovered that Zulu Zano far out is really good. Because now we can see that Siana Siana, I'm going to marry my gays, but we could live under the same roof. But it's a Gamshirana TV. So that's one of the things that I learned. One of Gamshira, the Kuremek is diversity, religion, diversity, my cultures, and diversity.
And Nosipo, when I go corner or I go fund dying or book Kelly in from that perspective, you would say Lalibaneng, Ontang, Alivella Guma cultures, Achiene, Livella Kunga, Zezegas, Li Africa, Ezichiene.
Thank you very much, Ntunga. What I would say, Mina, was the biggest lesson for me is that, you know, as people, we all come from different backgrounds. Just because we're all from Africa doesn't mean that we think the same and we do things the same. We have literally been, our lives have been shaped by the environment that we grew up in. And such, we think differently as people. And because of that, we cannot be competing with each other in one area, because everybody has something that they are great at in different aspects of life. So what we need to do is embrace ourselves in our difference, because us being different is the way that nature was supposed to happen. It's the way that we were created and we were supposed to, you know, to be on this earth. The beauty of us as human beings is how different we are, how diverse we are. And because of that diversity, we can come together in our different areas and create something dynamic.
Thank you there, Nosipo. And please do stay on the line. 23 minutes past 8 o'clock is the time. Tonight, we are talking about the application process for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, a highly regarded program indeed. The application comes to a close tomorrow. There are always a last minute moment. If you haven't applied, this could be your moment. The application process yang khona uyakwanisake ukungena ku internet ku kelly@yali.state.gov/apply. The URL link for the application process. Just log in, go there, you will see all the details that are required. Siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo TN Rembe. Rina chirongwa chedu, chirongwa chebe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Godfrey and Nosipo, please do stay on the line as I welcome my third guest. I didn't quite get the name. Oh, okay, I got it now. Sandy from Kwanazi, another Yali alumni. Kwanazi, good evening and welcome.
Okay, good evening, sir. Ngiyamukelekile.
Yes, siyabonga mnumzana ngokungena kuhlelo. Baningi asebe applyile ukubuya ngapha eMelika ngomnyaka ozayo. Wena njengomuntu oseke wangena kulolu hlelo, balalele, ungathi lwakunceda njani empilweni yakho?
Okay, one thing that I can say about Mandela Washington Fellowship is that it's really a vibrant program that is somehow inspirational, especially it gives us a different point of view about who we are as Africans. Because one thing that we are lacking is a proper image of ourselves as African people as it relates to development and developing ourselves and our continent. So as being part of YALI, I discovered that there are people who are of the same vision, like who carry or hold the same vision like myself, who wants to see development in Africa and who are not only just seated folding hands, but who are doing something and who are hoping to see Africa becoming the best with themselves participating. So it was a place of being challenged into coming out of a comfort zone and becoming the best of you. The diversity that I had another guest talking about is also very crucial, because having about three or four checks, it actually unleashes different talents or different abilities that we all have, or which we might have failed to realize in our different communities or countries. But YALI being a place of diversity allows us to even realize all that, even in those different tracks. So I'm just encouraging those guys who haven't applied to just apply. You may discover that what you are looking down upon in your life might be one thing that is so important in this application, and it can be taken further when you are getting into a place where there are people who are doing something good.
Ama clusters kumbe inhlangothi zokuqeqesha lapha kwakule civic leadership, I believe then kwakule business and entrepreneurship. Wena wakuyiphi kona?
Business and entrepreneurship.
Nxa sikhangela okwenzakalayo, I know kulama challenges amaningi kwezamabhizimusi lamhlanje eZimbabwe. Izikhubeko zonke ezikhona esihlangana lazo mihla lamalanga, ungathi kukhona yini okumqoka okufundayo okusebenzisayo okukwenza uthi overcome isituation ekhona?
Engakutsho ukuthi ngiyakholelwa ekutheni as an individual it's better for me to change myself more, to develop myself more. Or ukuthi some of the things that I learned might not automatically be applicable in the Zimbabwean situation, but it can help me to interpret things having the future in mind, even though at the moment civil crisis and all that. But one thing I know is that it makes me think better and be able to tackle different situations that I might be facing in relation to where I'm going from now on. So also I would say, sasifundiswa izinto ezitshiyetshiyeneyo ezingabe zirelate le-developed world versus the underdeveloped world where we are living. But one thing that I can say is that as time goes on, all the things that we learned, we gathered, are still transforming us. Then one way or the other, one day we shall see them applicable in our lifestyle. So in summary of what I'm saying is that I learned three quarters of what I did, I have not applied it much because of the situation that we are in. But some of the things I'm seeing them so relevant and they are important as they relate now and the future.
Thank you, the Kwanazi, and please do stay on the line if you can. Ndimbo Tora Tererin, Koma Donald Mamboma, Koma Doni Ndeipi.
Koma Tunga, Masera Sei.
Chaka Chaya Mdara, Zwaga Mira Sei kwa Muruku.
Kungo kia kia mkoma, ndida umurusa angu mkoma, ngati majesi, ndi mkoma kutangasira mkoma, kwa tifikura wone kwa shingwa. ndoda inisanda ndakunya dzokuziva chirongwa chindakachiziva kubva chitangwa nava Obama asi kuti tandandi hadina ruzivo kwakanyanya kudzama dzama nezvacho ndokuziva kuti ndinzwa chitaugo muchichitaura ipapa
iye
nevamwe vakapinda mukati mechirongwa ichi vana mukoma Golden maunganidze vana John Mambikiri vanhu vakawanda vandoziva vakatopinda muchirongwa ichi makore akasiyana siyana asi ndikandizvinza naiti iko zvino ndiri kunoku ndoda kuziva kuti kana kuti tinoti zvakaita kusouth africa ndakuaplya ndoziva hangu kuti nguva yapera chose ndino aplya ndichiita sekuti ndiri ndichishandisa madetails angu kana kuti adress yandinopa ndeye kunyika kwangu here kana kuti zvechii pandiri pari zvino ndokwandino aplya ndichishandisa adress iko kana kuti ndopanondimesa ipapo ati maminimum requirement anodiwa ipapo kuti uaplye pachirongwa chocho like zvesizi leadership izvo ndozvoutungamirisa ndo vandingakwanisa sekuti vandakaita nhangu
aha uyo mvunzo Godfrey Nosipho and Sindiso, any one of you would like to respond? Deafening silence. Okay, go ahead. Anyone's game really.
Ntunga, can you do me a favor? Just translate a bit what she said. I understand Shona Partitioner is not that good.
Aha, let me translate. Uti, Donald Mambo Mayena, uwele South Africa. So, uti, but he's Zimbabwean. So, uti nga efila out e-application lapa. Ikeli, aifagayo, ufage utuse South Africa kumbe, use Zimbabwe. Plus, ama minimum requirements okufunakalayo ukuthi angene kulolu hlelo kahle kuyini.
Okay, thank you for that, Mtungameli. No, that is actually an excellent question, and I think I could answer that question because I had a similar situation myself. You know, when I first applied for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, I was living in Swaziland because my mother is from Swaziland. I applied for the fellowship and did state that I am living in Swaziland, but I made it very clear that I am a Zimbabwean who is living in Swaziland. And yeah. As far as minimum requirements are concerned, do not even worry. This is one of those amazing fellowships where you don't even have to have a degree. All you need to have is a dream. So, for example, I think he spoke about civic leadership, which is the one that I applied for and the one that I got a fellowship for. So if you have a project that you've either started already or a project that you are dreaming of starting, that is the best place to start because on the application, we are palangayo I project. You write about the project that you started or the project that you're dreaming of starting. And then the guys at the fellowship, if they do shortlist you for an interview, they will talk more with you about the project. So, Mina, when I went on the interview, I made it clear, Uti, this project, I've been doing it in Swaziland, but I want to bring it to Victoria Falls because it's been so successful, and that's how I got the fellowship. And I'm here now doing the project.
Aha. My papa taipapo, mkoma Donald.
Yeah, ndoda kutenda sita vangu. Thank you very much for clearing the air papa. Asi kuti ndoda kuti mundipewo kana address yacho kaiti. Ndizvo hangu kuti nguva yako yapera ti makore acharamba chiuya chiyangu kwanisa kupindavo kana kuti.
Ongo.
Nguva yapera ndikude.
Ongo. Mune pen here ipapo address yacho iyi.
Ehe.
Inoti Yali YALI. Yali.state .gov yes, then / apply yes, saka yali.state.gov/apply.
Saka ndinokwanisa kuto apply pa internet here kana kuti zvezvii zvokuti apa ndo pandinongoona zvinodiwa
ipapo paintanet chete ndipo pamunogona kuapply regai ndimuverengere izvi hanzi the application can only be submitted online so be sure to use a reliable internet connection you will receive an email confirmation submit your application by October 10 mangwana.
Hey, I'm going to pay them for my teacher to attend the meeting.
Yeah, you know, pindai mudandem tande mkoma, mnogona, you can make it.
Yeah, ini zee, mnogo zizi wa mkoma zee, zizi civic leadership izo, andi nangu zipanisa.
Andi no zizi wa chaifu.
Nika wana mkana ipa papa, ndino kwanza kupinda ipa papa. Nukuti wana vashinji waka pinda pa jirongo wati mbasa, kati chitangwa na wa Obama. Vashinji wati ndaya wawa. Nima investa wainda, wana mkoma na Napoleon Nyami, akawanda wanda wana waka pinda pa jirongo wati cho. Anata wanda kembo. Adikuti uzi wako wana.
Saka imimi maengo verengera, se musna, musan mambo wa plan.
Takaiti kandi kuti pandaka wya kuno kuno pandaka zonya ya udah utra serious na so pandaka zwa ndati langu paridu kuno zinya ya kuno pandaka nya pasaka nya kuno badan diri kuno shanda yang kuda kuno fikir udah kan ane nggak ampo ini dapu digiri akan ini tadi si master nda tadi zola tuh susah kan kuno ya si zola dia kawan kawan but now udah kuno ada muka mau ini diurung gua open kuno ijo mungkin.
Yeah, anyone an injury, an fungwa who is anorota, you know anorota. Zvinhu zvakajeka like you know if you have big dreams pane zvinhu zvine budiriro mazviri zvaunoda kuita saka you know you qualify.
Yeah, chapa ndinodavira kuti munhu munonga mukakwanisa kundisigira.
Acha izve mimi ka munozikanwa imi.
Yeah, ndinodavira kuti vhune penyuro ichapindira hei voice of America ndo pamupinda ipapa.
Yeah, you are tinotenda nekupira muchirongwa mukoma Donald. Wish you the best.
Ndinotenda kuna mukoma Godfrey. Ndinotenda nebasa ravanoita kunyange nekurapa vachitangana navo bhama kunoratidza utungamiri kunoratidza kuchenjerwa vanhu vokwasvingo. Ndinoona hangu vanhu vachitamba vachiti vanhu vokwasvingo vakadai vakadai vachitamba hapo pamadande mutandati. Ndinodavira kuti vanhu vokwasvingo tichire chenjeri. Kete kujama wana iti na hoho jejeri wakati itasata.
Aha, I would not end mkoma Donald. Muzoge mchirongwa sundur note.
Nyoti nyo doka mkoma.
Aha, tino atenda. O Donald mambo mage ube kulumala po. Ubuze imbuzo eba lulegile yompele lawe mshombe na ose kaya. Obu nga tanda. Ukuyibuza nxa engayibuzanga yonke mhlawumbe imbuzo lawe nxa ohleze ekhaya ongathanda ukuyizwa thumela imessenger kuwhatsapp inombolo ngiliphile kumbe ulobe ekhasini lethu leFacebook siza kutshayela ubuzeke imbuzo yakho baza kuchasisela lizwile unosipho chasisela uDonald embuzile ukuthi yena njengoba edlala eSouth Africa nxa apply laphana uzathi uzakuhambisa njani kahle ukhulumile ke unosipho wathi hayi yena waba ku situation efanayo wa apply eSwaziland wakhuluma ukubana uyisizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSwaziland wasuka khonapho ke wangena kulolu hlelo wabuya ngo 2016 ndimbodzokera kwamuri mukoma Godfrey kana tichitarisa zvimhingampinyi panyaya dzeutungamiri mungati pane zvimhingampinyi here zvamuri kusangana nazvo zviri kumudzivirirai kuti munge muchizadzikisa zvamakadzidza kunoko. Foni yenyu mukoma wangu yaku ameno zvairi kuita mbo tifamba fambei pamuri ipapo.
Alright, when I went to America, I learned kuti kuna kunoti ma wicked problems. Those are the problems zvekuti tinongomaona tinorarama nguva yakareba kana kuti taupiwe hosi asi tichikona kumagadzirisa asi shure yedu iri kuti anake kwandiri inini ite challenge kubaleadership yese aisee in this world zvekuti pane matambudziko atiri kukona kugadzira asi anoda kuti tioesa musoro pamwe chete kuti tigone kubatanidza simba dzedu tigone kugadzira matambudziko iwawo sechipiri chotikanganisa greediness
tinokara African leaders. Asigoni kunjika atina nyawo yekuti kuzvinga isupa chedu yekuti yaya sekuzvinga is corruption nechirwere chikuru chikonza kuti leadership yemuAfrica igwezi kuziya chechitatu is the love of power funga zvimwe zvese asigoni kunzwisisa nerumwe anenguva yake anofanira kutungamirira achisiyira vari vachiatekovha munhu haagoni zvose pane zvaunogonawo asi kana wagona izvo chisiyira vanhu vaitetekovha vachitorawo zvimwe nechimwe chinhu chikuru chitoa leadership yedu chimwe ndekeondimi ndoga chekundofunga kuti woga ndiwo unogona hauna nguva yekukonza utaramo so inini ailen ndiri kuamerica kuti mundine chinhu chakabata hanha chinhu chinoshanda then you bring together those ideas to come up with one idea.
Thank you there. Godfrey Nimbo Tora Tereri Naga Penduki Guwe Sandy So Lono Sipo. Tina Mkoma Taurai Mushipe Parunare. Magadi Mkoma Wangu.
Magadi Mkoma.
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifarawo.
Tinosimba.
Matibata muri kupi?
Ndakubata tiri kuEast London.
Aha, kwakamira sei uko?
Kuno kusakanaka bhabhi, tinga kurwadziwa kuchema tikatarisa nyika yedu. Panyaya yeleadership apa ichokwadi kuti vanhu vanofanira kusiyirana mukana ende vanofanira kunzwisisana kwandafundana nekuti kune vamwe leadership style iti depends kune democratic neautocratic leadership style so imbanga ndichiona kuti vambosiyira vechidoko vamboona kuti zvinomirewo zvakadii
asi muri wechidiki imimi
Datiko gurei.
Oh, matiko gurei. Saka. Okay. Saka mu qualify kapa chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Oh, chashida wane makore wakadi.
Maximum
35.
Ongo.
Alright, chango udauti nao vapere vari pasasedi.
Andidika.
Yeah.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma wangu nekupina muchirongwa asi panyaya dzeleadership ipapo ndehupi hutungamiriri hwamungada kuona kuZimbabwe
utungamiriri hwakanaka ndewokuti dei vambopawo vechidoko mikana bikozi zvinotoratidza zvinhu zviri kukwira kuramba mapurazi aramba aita achamuramba mhuru achikwira zuva nezuva saka hatokwadi zviratidza zvinhu zvakaoma dei vambopa vechidoko hakunzi varashiwa madhara asikuti vanenge vachingovapowo asi kuti vambopowo vadiki vambotungamirira
asi utungamiriri haumbopuwi munhu ka kunge fodya
chokwadi
aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongo amukoma wangu
ndatenda zvikuru ko
Sandiso mkwana zimpenduke kuwe zikona yini zikubeko ongathi ziya kwenqabela oku implementa ukugcwalisisa konke owakufundayo ngoba ukhokheli ngapha eAmerica
engakutsho ukuthi ezingabe zizikhubekiso at the moment i-economy yethu ngoba i-encourage that innovation esasiyifunda ngezi ndlela ngathi even like resource wise siyabe si too limited ungani like ama visions esilawo they are too big or in a way because like we are living hand to mouth trying to survive instead of thriving trying to be profitable so in a way apart from the financial aspect even the political economic situation is part where yenqabela that development and being able to grow back to what you learned.
Mm-hmm. And coming to you, Nosipho, you said earlier that when you applied for this program, you had some program that you were carrying out in Swaziland, which you have now introduced in Zimbabwe, Victoria Falls. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Okay, so basically, when I was in Swaziland, I was working on what we call NCPs, which means neighborhood care points. We were mainly working with orphaned and vulnerable children around the main tourist town of Swaziland, which is Ezulwini. But when I moved to Victoria Falls, I kind of evolved that project and said, as opposed to working with the small children, the orphans, this time I'm going to work with the youth and the women in the community. So I basically started a project called Women and Youth on the Move. So with Youth on the Move, what I do is I go around the schools, I go around the schools to do some counseling, whereby I'll be counseling the youth. I normally start with from Form 4, 5, 6 A level, namely at our local school here called Mosia Tunga High School. So I'll be counseling them on things like, you know, life skills, working in male-dominated industries, STIs, HIV and AIDS, relationships, teen pregnancies, that kind of stuff. And then with Women on the Move, I basically work on income-generating projects for women in and around Victoria Falls, whilst at the same time focusing on women who are battered, women who are HIV positive, women who are neglected, women who are looking after orphaned and vulnerable children, something like that. So this is basically the main area which I'm focusing on. And in between that and the work that I do in the bush, because I also work in the bush as a freelance guide, when I'm not on a bush trip, I'm actually in Victoria Falls working on both women and youth on the move.
Uh-huh. And abasa kulayo bona bazamukela njani inhlelo zakho?
It's actually quite amazing, Tunga, because I'm not sure if you are aware of one of the greatest social workers in Zimbabwe is a lady by the name Auntie Stella, and she wrote up a pack called the Auntie Stella Pack. In this pack, we have a situation where different youth are asking different questions, and all these questions touch on different aspects of, you know, youth challenges that the youth might be facing. And then we have another side of the pack, which has Auntie Stella's answers. So what we do is we call out, or we ask the questions one by one. We discuss the dialogue, and I hear what they are thinking, and I tell them what I think. Then at the end, we read what Auntie Stella says. You know, you'd be shocked, Ntunga, when I started this project, I literally thought that the children would come into the classroom and sleep whilst we are doing this project. But now it's amazing the number of youth that actually have the passion, that want to rewrite their stories, because I'm always the first to testify and say, you know what, my life is not perfect. I had to fight for my story to be rewritten. So because of that, I'm having so many of our youth members joining, wanting to join, wanting to be part of Youth on the Move. And that on its own is pretty amazing, because if it was the corner, the youth are hungry for leadership. The youth are so hungry for leadership that they will do anything. They want somebody to stand in front of them who is not their mother or father and tell them about these real-life issues and be honest with them. Because if you go in front of the youth and start talking abstinence, then it's actually literally a recipe for disaster, because three-quarters of them have already started practicing, you know, sexual intercourse. Some have been raped and all that stuff. So I always believe within myself as a social worker, my job is damage control. What do I talk to the children about? Yes, I can talk about abstinence, but I will talk more about teen pregnancies. I'll talk more about STIs, HIV and AIDS, the consequences that come with having with having sexual intercourse when you haven't reached the right stage. So that's kind of my main focus. And because I present this cool aunt persona, it's amazing the response that I've been getting from the youth. It's just, it has been tremendous, and the project has been going very, very well.
Amazing. Indeed, great work you are doing there, Nosipho. And please do stay on the line as we wrap up our program. Nguvaza swika pana 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Timbo tora mtereri va moyo. Magadi mkomo wangu.
Halo, ndipo magadi.
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifarao. Mati bata muri kupi?
Ndipo Zimbabwe kumundorongezi.
Aha, kumundorongezi kwana matonga huko.
Exactly, ndiwa ndiriko.
Aha, varikuoneka here vamatonga. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Varikuoneka.
Aha, that's good. Ngati ipinde munya nhasi. Maka apply here muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship.
Ndina va apply.
Ko inda.
Ndaita kuti ndinzwe vari pasi zvisengautaura ndisaka ndafona.
Aha, ndongobvunzawo semunhu wechidiki. I'm assuming kuti muri munhu wechidiki. Pane chirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Application process yacho iri kuvhara mangwana. Saka ndangachibvunzawo kuti have you ever applied kana kuti maka apply?
Ndinange ndachinzwa, dai ndakachinzwa ndaka apply.
Aha, saka ha. Okay, ichirongwa ichi chiri kuitwa gore negore mukoma wangu. Saka application process yegore rino sezvo musati mambonzwa kana nezvacho iri kuvhara mangwana. I don't think you can make it, but the next year chinenge chiripo zvakare. If you are below 35, you are eligible. Uyezve kana muri munhu anokoshesa zveutungamiri, you stand a better chance kuti munge muchipinda.
Zvakanaka, handichaona gore rinouya.
Aha. Otherwise vechidiki ikoko kumhondorongezi vari kuzvikoshesa here? Vari kuzvikoshesa here nyaya dzeutungamiri?
Vazhinji vari kuzvikoshesa chaizvo, ndovakatopinda.
Aha, vachipinda kupi? Mumaparamende nemakanzuro?
Maparamende nemakanzuro vazhinji vakapinda vechidiki.
Ko munyaya dzemabhizinesi vari kuwanikwawo here vechidiki?
Mabhizinesi ari kunetsa, zvinhasi kufamba zvakanaka, saka havari kuda kupinda, but havasati vapinda nyaya yekunetsa kwazviri kuita.
Chii chanetsa chacha?
Mapurize ari kukwira, saka kuti unohodha, zvinofuma zvakakwira, kuti zvawakahodha zviya kuti uchizvitengesa hazvichakwanisi kutengeseka. Mari hachadzoki.
Aiwa, rambai makashinga mukomo wangu, zvichatinakirawo rimwe gore.
Zvichitonatsa ini nova muriko muchititumirawo kuti tiite mainvestment munyika menyu muno.
Mainvestments acho mukoma pane chinobuda here?
Mukabata nesu tinoburitsa.
Muri kudaro?
Tinoburitsa zvakangooma kudero, tikangoramba tichibatana tinombozama kuti zvibude. Zvinobuda kana uchigona kuzvironga. Zvimwewo zvikada kutedzera zvematongo venyika hazvibudi. Asi kana ukatedzera zvako zvinobuda chaizvo chakwasi.
Asi mune masaramuzi here mugomo?
Asi masaramuzi hatingoti kungoti ndiongoona vamwe vachingozvibudisa zvichingonaka.
Aha, aiwa ndiri kutamba hangu. Aiwa, tinotenda na vamoyo. Keep up the positive attitude.
Mari?
Nati tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa, muramba makashinga.
Alright, tichangoramba tiungondwa, tichida kuti muuye kuzonzvisa kuno kumusagarako. Ii munogadzirisa, tigadzirisai kuti zvinake kumusha kwenyu.
Gadzirisai zvinhu, tidire nyika neshuga.
Kana tikagadzisa munodira izvi. No, ngatibatane vakuru, tinogona kuona kuti zvifambe munyika.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma wangu.
Thanks very much, my dear.
Aha, siyabonga umoyo ke usibambe ese Mondorongezi.
Yeah,
uyakhala nge situation ekhona, uyakhala ngomumo 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it's 5 minutes before 3 o'clock here in Washington, as we wrap up our program. Today we were talking about the Mandela Washington Fellowship, whose application process ends tomorrow. And I have 3 guests on the panel, Godfrey Kurawone, Nosipho Bebe, and Sandiso Mkhwanazi. Sandiso, you go first. Let's have your last word in a minute.
Okay, I just want to encourage all those who haven't applied that you can do so. You can just stay in the world the whole night and just apply, especially when you know that you are within the requirements that you have in need. You might not know, you may make it. But if you can't make it this year, the year coming, you can prepare and do a better preparation of yourself when you apply.
Aha, bathi ngesindebele ehamba muva ibanjwa izinja, kodwa babuye bathi idla muva inkosi njalo. Angithi kunjani?
Yeah.
Aha, thank you there. Sandy, so Nosipho, let's have your last word. Hi, Nosipho.
Those who have applied, like I said, pray, guys. This is your time to shine. You are the youth. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Those who haven't applied and like to apply and are nervous, please don't be nervous. If you start applying today, you will probably spend the whole night doing the application, which is good because it will help you so much in your future. The greatest thing I learned in the Mandela Washington Fellowship was servant leadership. How to lead from behind and not in front.
Not in front.
A servant to the people that you are leading. You owe the people that you are leading an explanation for everything that you do. Be the leader that the country requires you to be. There is an American statement that says, ask not what your country will do for you, but what you will do for your country. It begins with us, my friends. Servant leadership. Let's lead from behind, from the villages, from the townships, where the people are. That is where the real need is there. So please, guys, be leaders that we can look up to tomorrow, because the Mandela Washington Fellowship is not a joke.
Siyabonga, Nosipho. Mkoma, Godfrey, you have the last word, 1 minute.
Okay. Thank you. You don't need to be a councillor, you don't need to be an MP, you don't need to be a senator to apply for this contract. All you need to do is to have a project that you have initiated, and all you need to do is to have confidence in yourself, believe in yourself, to say, I can make it. And I tell you, this is a one-lifetime experience that is worth trying. You lose nothing by trying. That's people trying, and it's not too late. We still have tomorrow, and they say better late than
Thank you there, Mkoma Godfrey Kurawone, Yali Alumni 2017. Also, thanks to Nosipho Bebe, Yali Alumni 2016, as well as Sandiso Mkhwanazi, I think, Yali Alumni 2017. Siyabonga mthwakazo omuhle zulukandaba sizwe seZimbabwe, muri eZimbabwe tinotenda bekukuhle ukuba lanike kuhlelo ikheli njalo one more time. Abafuna ukuapplya yali.state.gov/apply. Hayi ke asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Let's make another date. Next week, same day, Tuesday, same time, same radio station, Studio 7. I'm Tungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.